Greetings to our listeners and welcome back to another episode of the Friendly Troll podcast. I'm your host for today, Dr. Melissa Omino. This is a continuation of our series on the US-Kenya Free Trade Agreement, and today we are looking forward to going through our top five concerns in two areas that CPIT is monitoring in terms of this agreement. But first, I'd like to take you through a little bit of an update in terms of what has been happening with the negotiations of this agreement. Since our last episode, the negotiations were formally launched on July 8, 2020. Due to the COVID pandemic, we were not sure how the negotiations for this agreement would take place, but it has been confirmed the first part of these negotiations have been carried out virtually. Further, this first round of negotiations was estimated to take 2 weeks. We have not had any formal word as to whether the first round has been completed or not. Another update is with regards to what we can expect to see or what the two sides are expected to put forward in the negotiations. Both Kenya and the US have released their negotiation objectives, and it seems that the US's negotiation objectives are a little bit more hefty than those that were released from the Kenyan government. An example of this would be the intellectual property chapter. While the Kenyan objectives refer to the promotion and recognition of various types of intellectual property rights, which include genetic resources, folklore, traditional knowledge, and benefit sharing, it also calls for capacity building and technical assistance to be provided to Kenya in order to fully implement the agreed provisions on intellectual property rights. This is all captured under Article 4.6 of Kenya's objectives. The US objectives, on the other hand, call for a long list of items that need to be included under the intellectual property items, all that point towards the promotion of adequate and effective protection of intellectual property rights, including through provision of a framework for effective cooperation between parties on matters related to the adequate and effective protection and enforcement of intellectual property rights, the promotion of transparency and efficiency in the procedures and systems, including making more relevant information available online. Further, the US states that they will be seeking provisions governing intellectual property rights that reflect a standard of protection similar to that found in US law, including but not limited to protections related to trademarks, patents, copyrights, and related rights, including as appropriate certain exceptions and limitations, undisclosed test or other data, and trade secrets. The emphasis really on the US side is on strong protection and enforcement, even on new technology and emerging technology and new methods of transmitting and distributing products embodying intellectual property, prevention or elimination of government involvement in the violation of intellectual property rights, including cyber theft and piracy, just to name a few. In other words, from the US side, the objectives are thoroughly laid out in terms of what they seek to obtain from an intellectual property chapter in this FTA. While in comparison to the Kenyan objectives in just this area of intellectual property, it seems that the Kenyan government is willing to go along with the particulars raised by the US, which is very detailed as compared to the vagueness in the one small paragraph in the Kenyan objectives on the same topic. Joining me today on this episode is Abdul Malik Adan, who will be speaking about his top five concerns in the area of digital economy or digital trade with regards to this FTA, as well as Johanna Kwahumbu, who will be talking about her five concerns in the area of intellectual property. So without much further ado, let's hear from Abdul first.
I think for me, when it comes to the digital trade aspects of a US-Kenya FTA, the big question is why? Why conclude an agreement featuring a digital trade chapter that is quite possibly going to be inconsistent with Kenya's recent policy trend? And a caveat here, it's a bit of speculation on my part when it comes to what the US will be pursuing. But I think it's quite clear when one considers the negotiating objectives, as well as previous FTAs that they've concluded. So basically, when one looks at Kenya's policies that it's been working on through policy documents such as the draft Digital Economy Blueprint, strategy, the draft, the digital economy blueprint, the national ICT policy, and some legislation like the Data Protection Act and the Income Tax Act, which introduced the taxes on digital services. I think it's clear you can be able to paint a picture of what Kenya is prioritizing right now. And if you look at the negotiating objectives that the US has put forth, as well as the previous FTAs, there's some sort of conflict. And I think to illustrate this, we need to consider a few things. And the first one is both countries' treatment of the data in trade. On the one hand, we have the US, which in its negotiating objectives has clearly identified data localization limits as unnecessary hindrances on trade. And on the other, we have Kenya, which ostensibly has been pursuing a policy of localization through its Data Protection Act and Digital Economy Blueprint and Strategy. So this policy of localization that Kenya has been pursuing has been sort of like introducing limits on the cross-border transfer of data within the Data Protection Act, and also incentivizing the creation of local data centers within these strategies and within these policy documents, pardon me, and sort of encouraging the citizens in the country, or rather businesses in the country, to make use of these data centers so as to achieve data sovereignty. In fact, they explicitly make use of the phrase data sovereignty. So the second thing is both countries' treatment of digitally traded products. Now, the US has stated that it would not like to see any tariffs placed on digitally transmitted goods. And we know that Kenya recently introduced the digital services tax and the VAT. I mean, the big question here is, would these be treated as tariffs or rather barriers to trade? Would the US seek to be exempted? And how would such an exemption of US businesses from these taxes affect small businesses in Kenya, especially seeing as the Digital Economy Blueprint and Strategy prioritize the creation of a local marketplace in Kenya and nurturing these young businesses? And we've seen even recently the Senate introduced a startup bill, which just seeks to do just that. And now that we're on the topic of small businesses, I think the third thing to look at is how these two countries treat businesses, both at the level of entrepreneurship, basically startups, and also at the level of manufacturing, like sort of how their policy towards manufacturing of goods is. So if we were to consider the Digital Economy Blueprint and the Digital Economy Strategy, it's clear that there's a sort of Build Kenya, Buy Kenya policy where the country seeks to nurture local innovation and provide subsidies and waivers to them. But on the other hand, we have the US, which is pursuing an FTA that is in the best interest of their businesses. So almost certainly they will not be okay with Kenya including any provisions that are giving preferential treatment to their own businesses. They would like to see equality of treatment. So I guess how will Kenya handle this challenge to this policy that sort of has been taking shape over the past few years? And lastly, I think the FTA in general challenges Kenya's place in Africa, because I mean, we know that the US Trade Representative has said that this will be this US-Kenya FTA will be the blueprint it will use for other African countries. And when it comes to digital trade, we do know that the digital economy has been increasingly discussed and will be featured in negotiations for the AFCFTA early next year. And the African Union has even come up with a digital transformation strategy, which it hopes to use to guide the negotiations. So if now Kenya is negotiating with the US on an individual capacity, and such a negotiation will result in a sort of template for other countries, I mean, how is Kenya sort of showing this goodwill commitment to the larger negotiation? So I think when one considers all of these, it's interesting. I mean, you wonder what is it that's really driving Kenya in these negotiations? Is concluding an agreement with a digital trade chapter something in our interest? Is it something that we really want? And what does it say about us if we were to conclude it and it had these impacts that I'm speculating? I mean, if it were undoing all these policies that we've been working on for quite a while now. Yeah, so I guess that's a big question for me. I'm just wondering why. So yeah, I guess we'll have to just wait and see once the final documents are released.
Thanks, Abdul, for highlighting to us those areas that we should look out for in terms of digital trade in this FTA, especially those areas that seem likely to be in conflict with our own policy here on the ground. But next, I'd like us to hear from Joanna, who has her top five concerns with regard to intellectual property in terms of this agreement.
So my top five picks are based on the intellectual property provisions, and this research has been primarily informed by firstly former United States free trade agreements, as well as the comments that were submitted to the United States trade representative in their call for public participation, which fortunately enough, some Kenyan organizations were able to participate in. So the first key pick is the IP concerns that were voiced by Kenyan NGOs during this public participation process. The primary concern of these stakeholders was on access to medicine, which may be hindered by this free trade agreement. CSOs such as Kelin, the Pomoja TB Trust, and the Kenyan Network of Cancer Organizations stated that given Kenya's level of economic development and continuing dependence on donors to deal with health problems, there should be no new, longer or stronger monopolies on intellectual property protection within this agreement. And this is linked to the other key points that I will discuss, particularly the second one on the inclusion of new patent terms. Based on the history of the United States Free Trade Agreement, a trend that has been observed is the extension of patent periods, as well as including provisions for periods of data exclusivity. And the combined effect of such extensions would be to grant market exclusivity to patent holders for even longer, and also to eliminate pricing competition, which restricts access to affordable drugs. In a country such as Kenya, we can see why this would be a problem. The third area is on new copyright terms. The extension of copyright terms is another provision that is frequently seen in United States free trade agreements. And this operates by extending copyright protection. In Kenya, for example, we have a copyright term, which is the life of the author plus 50 years after their death. And now the United States free trade agreements usually contain provisions to the effect that the copyright term is from the life of the author plus 70 years after their death, which has already produced economic burdens on other countries to implement. Evidence suggests that the adoption of such a concept would not improve one's economy, but might contribute to further losses. With the term being expanded, sectors that rely primarily on the public domain, such as research and education, will continue to be subject to increased expenses for an additional 20 years. And the economic benefits of the extension of the copyright duration in a free trade agreement will primarily go to copyright owners. And Kenya is a net importer of intellectual property, meaning that we import more intellectual property than we generate. And the extension of such a term will not help the country economically. And in fact, a study has been conducted by Howard Knopt, where he considered the copyright term extension in Canada owing to provisions similar to this that were found in the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement. And therein, it was estimated that it will cost the country approximately $450 million per year with this outflow mainly going to the United States. And of course, this was altered when the United States pulled out of this agreement in 2016. The fourth concern is on TRIPS Plus. Now, TRIPS Plus is generally the expansion of intellectual property right terms contained in the TRIPS Agreement. The TRIPS Agreement is the trade-related aspects of intellectual property rights, where countries such as the United States would seek higher levels of intellectual property protection in their FTAs compared to what the global minimum provided for in TRIPS requires. And while this is permissible, including such provisions in free trade agreements between a global North country and a global South country obligate the signatory to implement higher standards of intellectual property rights than are required by TRIPS. And in fact, TRIPS Plus provisions were the subject of the failure of the United States Southern African Customs Union Free Trade Agreement, which was abandoned owing to the extreme and inflexible demands made by the United States regarding intellectual property rights. And therefore, I think it's important for us to consider what the implications of TRIPS Plus provisions could be in a free trade agreement between a global North country such as the United States and a global South country such as Kenya, which is still a developing country. And lastly would be the question of a possibility of having no intellectual property chapter. This is highly unlikely, as the protection and enforcement of intellectual property rights in the United States is a long-standing component of their trade policy and trade negotiating objectives. And in fact, it has already been stipulated in their negotiating objectives that this is an area that will be focused on, particularly with regard to ensuring that the free trade agreement promotes effective and adequate levels of intellectual property protection that is a similar standard as that found in United States law. So that already points us towards what provisions are contained within United States law, what Kenyan law doesn't have, and therefore what this free trade agreement will try to extend or expand regarding intellectual property. Some countries such as Japan have concluded incredibly short, brief FTAs with the United States that surprisingly enough did not contain intellectual property chapters. And this can be attributed to the fact that the United States-Japan FTA is envisioned as a phased agreement and did not go through the TPA process, which is the Trade Promotion Authority process, but was instead concluded by the executive and immediately went into force without congressional approval, which doesn't appear to be the case with this free trade agreement. And therefore, debating on the applicability or the possibility of no intellectual property chapter isn't really something to hope for at this point. So yeah, thank you. Those are my top five picks, and I hope they're interesting areas of research that can be done. Thank you.
Thank you, Joanna, for illuminating that for us. It's really interesting to hear where your concerns lie at the moment, and we can only but wait and see what will be included in the final text that will come from the final negotiations of this agreement. Well, that's all we have for you today. We do look forward to having our third installment in this series coming to you soon, where we will have a special guest to also speak to us about their thoughts on this proposed free trade agreement. Thank you again for joining us. I've been your host, Dr. Melissa Almino, and I was joined by Abdul Malik Aden and Joanna Kahumbu, who are research assistants at CIPET. You can find more information about what we've discussed today in the description box of this episode, and feel free to send us a message if you'd like us to discuss something else around this US-Kenya FTA. Goodbye.